This is Ozarks at Large for June 2nd, 2011. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says he does not intend to change his mind about a 2012 race for the White House. The Republican was in Arkansas again yesterday to speak at the Clinton School of Public Service, and he told reporters after his speech that he remains pleased with his decision to not run. However, he says he would consider a vice presidential slot in the campaign.
Everything is still open. I mean, I haven't closed doors because I found long ago that that's not a smart thing to do. Then you trying to figure out how to open them when they come knocking. So I'm not looking for anything. I'm content with what I'm doing. That's what I plan to do. But, you know, I'm not going to make some definitive categorical statement.
The former governor did perform well among conservative voters in the 2008 Iowa caucus. He says the next race for the GOP presidential nomination will leave participants, in his words, bruised and battered. And that played a part in his decision to not run.
Our election environment has become incredibly toxic to the point that I'm not sure that the country is presently governable. I know that's a very bold statement, but I'm telling you now, it is becoming where it is impossible to actually govern, not just because the other side is going to take you on and parse every word and bring nuances to everything that's said, but because your own party will do that.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee told the audience yesterday at the Clinton School of Public Service that he's not sure Ronald Reagan could be elected today, well, with his decisions to compromise with Democrats and raise taxes in certain cases. And the Arkansas Razorback men's golf team is trying to make up four strokes today during the final day of the first phase of the NCAA championships in Stillwater, Oklahoma. The Razorbacks began the day just four strokes out of the top eight spots. The best eight scores after the first 3 days of play advance to the NCAA single elimination tournament this weekend that will eventually determine the national championship. Georgia Tech began today in first place.